Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Brought to you by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. And today, is it Veterans Week here? Is that what we're doing today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're honoring our veterans. Thank you, Paul Roberts. Thank you, OC Talk Radio, for hosting us again. Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Senior Vice President here, John Gutierrez. We have another great guest with us today. Of course, we are honoring our veterans this week, and we have Alyssa Villa, who is the wife of a veteran, Mr. I want to say correctly here, Marcos?
Yes.
Villa, also? Yes. Mm-hmm. So we want to give him a shout out and thank all of our veterans that are out there listening for their service, their hard work, and their dedication to our country. Alyssa here, of course, channels her profound love for humanity into a powerful voice that advocates for positive change, uses her platform to amplify important causes and foster a more compassionate world. She's a singer, sings the national anthem also, and we were going to get into all of that today on the show. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thank you for having me here, John.
Yes, yes. And you know, first and foremost, everybody that tunes into our show, we'd like to share with them a little bit about our guests. If you don't mind sharing with us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you grew up, where you're from, and how you've gotten to this part of your life in your industry, of course, honoring our veterans, singing at different events. And of course, we're going to share a lot of great resources for veterans today.
Yes, so I grew up right on the border of Anaheim and Buena Park.
Okay.
So I went to high school at Savannah High School.
Shout out to Savannah High School.
Yeah, Savannah High School, where I had a great counselor, Mr. Casas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Our friend Joe Casas.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Good friend of ours. Yes. Shout out to Mr. Joe Casas. Mm-hmm.
And so how I got involved with the veteran community is at 18 years old, I met my husband and we kind of have a great American love story. We fell in love. I followed him around the country as he moved. He came back from war in 2009 and, you know, the rest is history.
So he's a Marine, right?
Yes, he's in the Marine Corps. And so that's been a wild ride.
I'm sure it's always a challenge, right? Being the wife, the significant other of a military veteran. Obviously, there's a lot of challenges, right, that go with that lifestyle.
Yes, and I had no idea what I was getting into. I just knew I loved someone. So I didn't really know much about the military or what it meant to be in the military. So it definitely came with a lot of challenges. And but I just really believed in love, and I had a lot of faith. I said a lot of prayers because I was really confused and I didn't know what to do. And I really didn't know how to handle someone coming back from war because it does come with a lot of upheavals.
Well, and I think the most important thing here, too, is first and foremost, you know, thank you to all of our veterans. Again, they leave to go take care of a situation, a mission, right? Mm-hmm. They leave their loved ones behind, whether it's a wife, a significant other, their children, right? They probably also don't know, in essence, what they're going into.
Exactly.
Right? So that alone is a challenge for them because they're trying to justify what they're going through with you, right? But at the same time, they don't really know what they're going into, right?
Definitely.
And so that could be challenging.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of shock for a lot of people that do join. Just kind of the shock of what they're actually going to do, especially when they go overseas.
And so you being home at the time, what are those kind of challenges as a wife, right? Mm-hmm. What are those challenges that many of these wives face, right? Or significant others? It could also be a mother whose son is leaving, right? Maybe they're not married. You know, what is going through your head or through your mind or just emotionally? Mm-hmm. How challenging is that for you all?
Well, this was in 2009, so this was like prehistoric technology.
Okay,
so
that's good to know.
Yeah,
right?
So we were using Skype.
Okay.
And technology was really spotty and it was really scary because he would go missing for maybe a day or two and I wouldn't hear from him and the worst is going through my mind. So I would honestly just a lot of prayer and a lot of just praying for the best. And when I would hear from him, it was such a gift and it really bonded us because we were really able to open up and share and be very vulnerable about kind of something that is so extreme and a scary experience.
Yeah, and I guess for many of our listeners listening, if you're a veteran or married to somebody who's a veteran or a mother of a veteran or possibly a mother whose son or daughter is about to leave, right, to the military, we're going to be sharing here shortly some great organizations and resources that Alyssa will share with us mm-hmm. that she's been able to connect with, get involved with as you sing the national anthem mm-hmm. at different organizations. And obviously, I know that you and your husband also attend a lot of charity events. Mm-hmm. So you build this community, if I'm correct, that is there as a support system for all of you, right?
Yes. And so when he came back from war, he was okay. But one of the big hurdles was actually when he got out of the military, out of the service. Because when you're in, you have a big sense of community. There's a lot of camaraderie. There's a brotherhood or sisterhood. And so there's a lot of support. Once he got out, that was kind of when it's like, okay, now what do? I have all this training. I have all this extreme things that I've done and experiences. And now I just come back into a regular society. And maybe he felt a little misunderstood. And something that really helped in his healing or his transition was getting involved in community. So giving back. And I think people that do decide to serve have very big hearts, are protectors, and people who are really community focused. Mm. And so community was always at the foundation for him as well as myself. We love to be involved and give back and just kind of find ways to find purpose for ourselves and how we fit in and make meaning of our lives.
And maybe it's also, in essence, therapeutic, right? Mm-hmm. For both of you, for him, like you said, to feel a part of something, right? To be involved in something, right? Because mm-hmm. I know that last year, at the beginning of the podcast show, we had our friend Dave. I think it's probably about 6 months ago. He was on our show, Big Dave, and mm-hmm. he does a lot of events with the veterans. Yes. I think you met Dave, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And he talked about the movie that launched, right?
It's an amazing movie. Right? I just watched it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm, it's great.
Okay. And, you know, the story is of how pro athletes and veterans go through the similar mm-hmm. situation where once the athlete's career is over, kind of like the veterans, once they're gone from being with that group at the war or in the military, there's a disconnect there, right? Of yeah. like, what do I do mm-hmm. now? Where do I go now, right? What do I get involved with now? And there's a little bit of like, I'm a little bit lost, right?
Yes. And I think that's where community really is like such a great like catalyst for healing, because it gives you that sense of connectedness and an ability to serve others. And for me, feeling connected is really important. And I think for a lot of other veterans and veteran families, they feel the same.
While we're on that note, I think for anybody watching or listening to us, if you have an organization, a business, anything like that, please always keep in mind, keep our veterans in mind, right? Get them involved. Invite them to be part of what you're doing. Maybe, you know, in your social media or in your website or Instagram, whatever it is, you know, put that information out there mm-hmm. that says we're, you know, veteran friendly or something, or we welcome veterans to get involved with us and volunteer or work here, whatever it is, right? I think that's important.
Yeah, I think that's really important, especially because veterans are highly trained and very talented individuals with a lot to offer to our communities. And I think they're great builders and great protectors.
Yeah, and I think most importantly, too, is let's not get caught up in the stigma mm-hmm. that all of them are, you know, coming back with some sort of, you know, I don't want to hire them because of whatever mm-hmm. reason they may have severe PTSD. Mm-hmm. If anything, how can we help them? How can we welcome them into our environment?
Mm-hmm. And honor them.
Exactly, mm-hmm. right? And honor them. And but you know, more than anything, get them involved in what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Because I think that's something that is very important as we go into topics like, you know, mental health, mm-hmm. Suicide prevention, right? Mm-hmm. Housing for veterans. These are all topics you brought up, obviously, before we started the show. Can we get a little bit into that? Because I know you're involved with a lot of that.
Yes. So there are great organizations that focus on these issues or setbacks for the veteran community. One of them is Semper Utilis, who does great work in the LA area with unhoused veterans. They work on Veterans Row, which is the largest homeless community in America for veterans.
Wow.
Or unhoused veterans. And so I had the privilege of singing at one of the events for unhoused veterans. We had a comedy event. It was great. So we put on some comedy show, did a national anthem. And for me, with my singing, I feel like I could use my talent to honor veterans who have served, as well as those who have lost their lives or families. And the national anthem is something that means a lot. It shows the honor, the respect, the sacrifice that mm-hmm. so many have made. Mm-hmm. And it's always a little emotional.
Is it?
Yeah,
for you?
Yeah, when I sing it, especially because it, you know, just being a part of military life, it does come with a lot of hardships.
Yeah. And if you think about it, maybe people, a lot of those people out there that sing it are not veterans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they can really get into it. But someone like yourself, who's there singing it, and like you said, military life, right? Your husband, mm-hmm. what you all went through when he went away, when he came back, everything you're involved, it hits home. So it definitely resonates for you.
Yeah, and something that is really painful and affecting the veteran community is suicide. And I was surprised when he was in how many people would actually take their lives. And even while he was at war, he wasn't talking to me about people that they lost at war. It was actually people who were taking their lives. And when he came home, it felt like every week someone was taking their life. And even now, whenever we go to events, it's, you know, he's being let know that someone else from a unit or his unit has taken their lives. And, you know, it's something that's really serious and needs to be brought awareness. And there are some great organizations that offer mental health support. This Saturday, I'll be singing the national anthem for Care Possible.
Okay.
Which is a great organization that offers free mental health support to veterans, veterans' families, and low-income families. And so we'll be having a Veterans Day gala. So, and that's to raise money for the veteran community as well.
And that's this Saturday.
Yeah. And I think Dave will be there as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, look into this organization, everybody listening, watching. These are the organizations we need to support, to help support and honor our veterans. So, are you excited? Are you nervous about Saturday?
Yeah, I'm excited for sure. I a little nerves. Always, there's always a little nerves. Want to make sure my voice is up to par. You know, I gotta make sure I'm drinking lots of water. No drinking. No smoking. No having fun.
Definitely being prepared for the moment,
yeah,
right?
Well, and I really want to make sure I honor everyone, because to me, it's a lot of pressure, because it's not just a song. It's not just singing. For me, it's really about bringing honor and patriotism to kind of everyone around.
In the room,
and it's,
right?
Yeah, it's, yes. It's my way of patriotism.
Yeah.
And I think also being a military spouse was also my patriotism as well, because when I was so confused, when I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to support him or be there for him. I don't know what's going on. It's just kind of so many things. I was just like, well, I could only imagine what it'd be like to make that type of sacrifice and commitment. And I just felt like this is my way to be patriotic, was to support someone who did make that sacrifice.
Yeah. And I want to just point out, I know you want to pull up some information mm-hmm. here in the meantime, but I just want to point out one of the reasons why we wanted to bring Alyssa to the show and to podcasts here, of course, today and this week for veterans, is because I think it's very important that we also acknowledge the importance of those around the veterans, right? It's mm-hmm. like me, I'm in healthcare, right? We're in hospice and we're always taking care of the patient, but there's so much more that happens around the patient, right? Or the resident mm-hmm. that we're taking care of. And so there's the family, right? They're the caregivers or the loved ones. They're the ones going through so much. And so I think it's always great to hear the perspective mm-hmm. of what the spouse, the mm-hmm. children, those around, the mom or the dad that has the son or daughter that goes away and leaves for, you know, days, like you said, and mm-hmm. you don't hear from them. You know, what is it like for you guys, right? You're going through so much.
There's a lot of confusion, a lot of isolation or feeling alone, like maybe others don't understand. And up until recently, there wasn't as much awareness, I think, for the families or the children. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really great to kind of feel like I have more of a place in the community with and finding my way that I fit in and being able to bring my gifts and talents to the community to connect with others and all of us kind of find a way to find power from those painful moments.
Do you find that you found this community of other wives or spouses that you mm-hmm. can kind of connect yeah. with and say, hey, we have the same, we're going through the same thing?
Yeah, and we've definitely started a little bit more of dialogue on that, where before I think it was maybe too fresh. Nobody was really talking about it. Mm-hmm. Where now maybe it's almost, I don't know how many years that is, 14 years now for me since, you know, I went through kind of the experience of okay. someone going to combat.
Yes, the challenging times. Yeah.
So now I'm way more, and I'm on my own healing journey or where I'm being more vulnerable with myself. And so, and I think a lot of people are also coming to terms with like the mental health awareness, emotional intelligence, and kind of these things. And so we're all, it's starting to pick up. And so we're starting to talk about things. But definitely there's a lot of room for us to grow and build.
Well, and I'll give you an example. We've been in healthcare 25 years in our hospice, and we have a thing where we honor veterans, where if one of our patients is a veteran, we try to send a volunteer who's a veteran, not just any volunteer. Because the veteran that's there at the bedside, as this individual is maybe battling cancer or mm-hmm. Alzheimer's or dementia or something, as they're, you know, in the dying process, maybe a veteran only understands another veteran, mm-hmm. especially a veteran that's been in combat. I've spoken to many social workers and nurses, and they've shared with me, and psychologists and doctors, and they share with me, you know, when a veteran is at their deathbed in hospice, like what we do, they're starting to question, I'm about to die, and I killed people at a war. Mm-hmm. Where am I going next? What's going to happen to me, right? Mm-hmm. They start facing those kind of issues at the end of their life, right? And so another veteran could be at the bedside with a doctor or a nurse, sharing these, you know, I guess you could say support systems to say, hey, you know, you're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. And so you mentioned a lot earlier about faith mm-hmm. and prayer, right? And how all of this plays such a huge role in everything you're going through. So mm-hmm. that's great to hear.
Yeah, definitely. And I think veteran representation, like you said, being able to speak to another veteran is really important. So veterans in leadership, and especially in these organizations that offer resources, it's really important for them to be led by veterans.
I know you had some other resources you wanted to share, maybe here?
Well, one other place that I love is the American Legion Post 291 in Newport Harbor.
Okay.
So that's for veterans and veteran families. And they have great resources there, and they always have nice celebrations and a really great community place to bring everyone together who's kind of shared these experiences. And they have a really great VSO there, which is Veteran Service Officer Corey Vigil, and he does a great job making sure to help veterans and veteran families in crisis.
Shout out to Corey and his wife, right? Yeah. They were at our toy drive last year mm-hmm. and they sponsored and they supported, so thank you so much to them. Because we really appreciate the fact that they came out and supported. And I know we're welcoming them back this year. And, you know, we were talking about Alyssa doing the national anthem at the toy drive this year.
Yes.
So we threw that out there.
I would love to.
And if you want to do it, we're happy to have you. Again, that's December 7th, mm-hmm. Our annual toy drive. So we're excited to have you and Corey and the whole group come out. Enjoy yourselves and you know, you sing the national anthem that day.
Yes, and I'm super excited to be a part of the toy drive because I don't know if you know this, but the Marine Corps are actually the ones who run Toys for Tots. So every year, that was always a big deal. We love to gather all the toys.
That's great.
One year, we had enough toys to fund a whole school, elementary school. We got toys to all the kids. And so that's something we love to do.
Toys for Tots is such a great organization. Many years ago, when I used to work at the YMCA coming out of college, we were very involved, the YMCA, with Toys for Tots. And they would come and bring so many toys for the kids in the community. Actually, they're in Anaheim at the indoor swap meet there. Okay. A lot of these kids would come in right off of Anaheim Boulevard there, and Toys for Tots would bring all these toys. And it was the coolest thing. And we were... Bless you, Paul. It's okay. You can sneeze over there, my friend.
I got my belly button pierced at the Anaheim swap meet.
Oh, did you? Okay. But the Anaheim swap meet, if you've never been
there. That's another story.
Yes. The Anaheim swap meet is a great place, by the way. Well, I love that place. If you've never been there, you got to stop by. So let's go into a little bit. You know, we talked about the veterans, obviously, the mental health, the suicide mm-hmm. prevention, housing for veterans. I think you mentioned some resources for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's always something that everybody out there needs to understand. Veterans are also struggling for housing because, as we all know, it's very expensive to live pretty much anywhere now, especially in Orange County. Mm-hmm. So if you have any veterans that are facing those challenges, you know, leave your comments and we'll try to connect you with Alyssa and the organization she's working with and supporting, because I think that's important we continue to share as a resource: mental health, suicide prevention, and housing for veterans.
Mm-hmm. Definitely getting the awareness out there and also providing the resources of people how to get in contact, because there are a lot of organizations, there are a lot of outlets for assistance. And I've just had a great time. I've had a great time singing the anthem for these organizations. And I just recently started singing this year. And my main focus was to be able to use singing to unite. And when I sing, I feel really connected to myself, to God, and to others. So it's kind of like this nice little Trinity effect for me. And being able to sing the anthem, which for so many, it's very about unity and overcoming and resilience. So it really resonates with my personal journey as well.
And I think it's important that we share with all of our listeners that it's important we support our veterans, but it's also important we support their families, right? Provide them resources. And maybe for you, this is your way of coping with your therapy as far as being a wife to a spouse of a veteran, right?
Yeah.
Now you singing the national anthem, like you said earlier, gives you that connection mm-hmm. as how you can give back to that community, yeah. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and singing has really done for me, it's really just kind of helped me to go deeper and get into my soul where talk therapy didn't go as far. So it's really been a great way for me to take myself and feel a lot deeper and just kind of confront a lot of those emotions that may hinder me or get in my way. So it's really been very freeing to do.
Very therapeutic mm-hmm. from a sense of mental health.
Yes,
for
exactly.
you, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a way for you to be able to share your emotions. Now, I just want to make a quick announcement while we're still continuing to talk about veterans. This Thursday at La Casa Garcia, Frank Garcia, who's one of our longtime members, is going to be having all day, pretty much. Veterans can come and have a free meal there. So at La Casa Garcia, which is in Anaheim, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Over there right off of, I want to say, Harbor and Chapman area. But La Casa Garcia, Frank Garcia, a longtime member of ours. For anybody listening, if you're a veteran, come have a free meal at La Casa Garcia. And then La Casa Garcia. And then also this Friday, our friend Jay is having Saluting Our Veterans from 4 to 8 p.m. So any veterans out there that wish to attend, it's going to be a great event. Also in Anaheim. A lot going on in Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Right? Which is, I mean, your high school is out there, right? Mm-hmm. So, and Mr. Joe Casas, right? So, shout out to Anaheim for welcoming so much with our veterans, which is there's probably a big community out there, I would imagine.
There is,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, share with us a little bit about what is the future for you as far as what do you hope to do as far as your singing career mm-hmm. and maybe more with the veterans and that community?
Yeah, so like I said before, singing for me is really a way to unite, and I really envision singing to unite everyone, really, and just be a catalyst for reminding us of the connection that we all have. That's why community is so important to me, because it really makes me feel connected and it gives me a purpose. And with singing, it just makes me feel so alive. And so I would really like to share my story, how I've come to get here, to inspire others.
Yes, please.
I'm in the future, but also I'll share a little bit. But yeah, so I used to love to sing as a kid. I would perform and sing. I grew up singing at church. My dad was a youth pastor, and so he used to pull out the little What's it called? The fold-out chair?
Yes.
It's for me to reach the mic, and I used to lead worship with him, and eventually I worked my way up to the main worship, like in front of 1,000 people.
Wow.
I would sing at school. I would do the school performances. Every solo that I auditioned for, I always got it. So singing just comes natural to me. I love it. And it, singing and dancing, I love to sing and dance. And so I just love singing. But, you know, I had some really hardships that really disconnected me from myself, kind of traumatized me. And I think that's something that so many people can relate to, is that when you're traumatized, you disconnect from yourself and you disconnect from others. And I think that's something I have in common with the veteran community, is that feeling of disconnect. And through getting my education, going back to school, I went to college later. I started college at 27.
Hey, it's never too late.
I dropped out at 18.
It's never too late, right?
Yeah, yes. I was going to Cal State Fullerton at 18, but then I dropped out, and then I went back at 27, and I just got my degree in August.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. In human services.
That is great.
In human services, so everything's all kind of like a little circle of all working together.
That's great.
And I used to be a saleswoman for Rolex. And during
That little company called Rolex.
Yeah. And so,
always willing to look at samples if you have any samples. Always willing to check.
You like Rolex, Paul?
Oh. I'm not a big watch person, but if I had a watch, it's got to be.
It's got to be a Rolex.
I'm gonna hide my little watch that I have over here.
It's a free promo. And so during the pandemic, you know, it's so overwhelming. The pandemic for all of us was a collective shock, I think.
Of course.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, well, if I could use my voice to make millions for one of the most valuable companies in the world, then I could use my voice to make a difference. And
yes.
I switched from psychology, my major from psychology, to human services, which human services is kind of a focus on psychology, sociology, and anthropology. And it looks at preventative care.
That's
so
great.
Rather than reactive care, we're looking at preventative. So why are people having the issues they're having?
Of course.
And looking for models to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
And create a more unified and healthy community.
Yes.
And so as I started exploring that and learning so much about my own mental health, my own traumas, my own barriers and things that were getting in the way from being my most authentic self, I realized I love to sing. And I stopped singing because of traumas, and I just didn't want that to get in my way. And singing is this one thing on the earth that makes me feel so alive. I just feel like myself, and I just love it. And so I'm just following my heart, and I'm pursuing that passion.
But it's not just that you love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the fact that you're fulfilling also, I think, in essence, a mission, right?
Yes.
That hey, I'm going to sing at this event, and everybody in this room hopefully will enjoy,
mm-hmm.
you know, the voice and the national anthem. So there's so much more to that.
Yes.
It's not you're not just going up there to sing any song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special song.
Yes.
It's important to your husband. It's important to those in the room. It has a lot of meaning. Paul had a question. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Do you sing any other kind of music?
I'm working on it. So I love to sing.
Is there a CD we should be pushing or anything?
Not yet.
It's on the works, Paul. It's
like
on the works.
Like I said, I'm just getting started, but
Paul wants a manager. You know, he has another studio over here.
We'll turn you into a superstar. We had on the show one time, you should connect her with, who's Carlos Santana's nephew.
Ooh, oh, yes, yes, it. Yes, Adam Lasher.
And
yes.
He was on.
And he played his guitar, yes.
He was on
America's Got Talent, American Idol.
American Idol.
Yes, yeah, he's one of the finalists.
One of the finalists,
yes,
there. So
yes,
maybe there's a path
cool.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
Adam always sings or has sang a couple times at our Estrella Awards.
Oh.
So yeah, it's a great guy, always supports our community. In fact, he has sang at our toy drive also as one of the people on the show there at the event. So, yeah, we definitely want to help connect you with anybody that can help continue your singing career, because that's important. We provide resources for you, just like other people are benefiting from the resources you've been sharing with everyone out here, right? So I know Paul is giving me the stinky eye already. You know, we only got a minute or so left, right, Paul?
We were going to have her sing, but you didn't bring her backing track.
No, I a cappella.
All right,
do you want to sing something real quick? I mean, it's up to you.
It's up to you. No pressure.
No pressure. Look at her face. Alyssa's like, you really want me to sing?
I'm not warmed up here. I need some water.
Okay. Just throw it out there. There's always a chance.
Paul, we don't want to get blocked on YouTube for singing.
Well, the national anthem, you can't get blocked.
Do you want me to sing a little bit of the national anthem?
Just sing a little bit. You want to sing
a line or two, yeah.
Well, I got to stand up for that one. I need the airspace.
Oh, do you really? Or is there anything else? You tell us. Go
ahead. Well, let me see if I can sing a little bit of the national anthem. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Let me scoot back. Let me get myself some. Gotta get my stomach ready. Gotta get my diaphragm available.
Paul just put it on the spot. All right.
This is the test.
For the record, Marcos, if you're listening, it was not me.
All right. But if I mess this up, I wasn't warmed up. Okay, so give me a pardon.
Just a little bit. Here we go.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Wow!
For the land of the free.
Oh.
What? Wow.
And the home of the brave.
Wow.
Alyssa, wow.
I never had one lesson.
Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
Just kidding. I'm 8 weeks into lessons at OC Music and Dance, which is a great organization.
We've had them in here.
Really? Yes. Paul, you've had them in here, huh?
With my wonderful coach Robin, who has been
aren't they here
a godsend
they're somewhere here in Irvine, aren't they?
Yes, they're right around the corner. I was supposed to be there today, actually.
Shout out to Robin and mention the school again, please.
Yes, OC Music and Dance. They're a great organization.
Wow.
I believe they're starting a program for veteran families, actually. So if any, and they offer rates for veteran families, and it's a great catalyst for healing. So anybody who would like to also join for that, let me know and contact me, and I'll get you in contact with who you need to get in contact with. So how did I sound?
Wow. I mean,
the girl can belt it out. And that is one of the most difficult songs for singers.
So I didn't even know that.
Because it has such high, you jump from.
It's an octave and a half.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how far you jump, but you jump really hard. Mm-hmm. And then you decided to go even
into. But I took it 2 octaves.
But she made
she
it
took
look
it
2 octaves
easy. Beyond that.
But she made it look so easy. I'm thinking like, she's going to sing a little piece. She did the whole thing.
Well, once I got started, I was like, I can't stop now.
You're like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you. That was impressive.
Anybody looking for a national anthem singer, you got one right here.
You got one right here. National. Hey, she's going to sing at our tour drive December 7th. So definitely.
She should open it with the national anthem.
Though. Yes,
yeah,
we
what
are.
I'm gonna do.
That's what we're going
to
do.
And so happy Veterans Day, everybody. That was an honor to get to sing it for Veterans Day coming up. So
That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Yeah,
that is
you.
So nice. You didn't have to do that. Marcos, shout out to your wife. Shout out to you, my friend, for letting us have her on the show. Because let me tell you, I can't believe Paul had her do that on the spot.
I know, Paul.
And now I'm giving Paul props. Way to go, Paul.
You got to be ready when the moment hits.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a singer, you got to be able to sing at the drop of a hat.
There we go.
Say, right?
Well, I guess I'm going to be.
No, you're going to.
There we go.
I mean, you just did an amazing job there. Again, folks, continue to support everything that they're doing for the veterans. Alyssa, how can they get a hold of you? Please share that with everybody.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram.
Okay.
My tag is YOALISSAA for Yo Alyssa.
Okay. And it's Alyssa Villas.
Yes, Alyssa Villa, ALISSA, VILLA.
Because people might just look you up by your name, right?
Yeah.
Again, folks, we're honoring our veterans today on the show. And we want to thank all of you out there, our veterans. Thank you all for what you've done, what you're doing. any mother, father, anybody out there who's having their son or daughter or any loved ones that are going to be going into the military, we thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your service. Alyssa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. And
really quickly, everybody, we're going to be launching a veterans committee at our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here. So anybody interested in joining that group, that committee, please reach out to us. Alyssa, good luck this weekend. We'll see you at the Toy Drive December 7th. Thank you for being on the show. That was amazing.
It really was.
Mr. Paul, take it away, sir. Wow.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time. You never know what you're going to hear. An amazing rendition of Star Spangled Banner right here in our community, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.